Time now for comments from you, our listeners. The image of bears in cages that are hardly big enough to hold them prompted many listeners to write. We interviewed Jill Robinson, founder of the China Bear Rescue Project, about bear farming, which has become common throughout Asia to meet consumer demand for bear bile. Barbara Scapa in Mount Vernon, Maine, called to relate this story.
I was in Vietnam several years ago on a mission for the United Nations and came upon a bear cub in a village, caged. And when I asked my interpreter what was this all about, he said, "Madame, they are taking this bear to a restaurant in Hanoi where he will be caged outside and a straw put into his stomach to extract his bile for the restaurateur's clientele."
Our segment, The End of Cheap Oil, also generated a lot of response. Some took us to task for interviewing John Felmy from the American Petroleum Institute. Roger Blanchard of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, says that Mr. Felmy's assertion that we have vast supplies of oil are based on country reserve figures, which Mr. Blanchard claims are notoriously unreliable. The problem with these figures, he writes, is that the energy agencies of individual countries assess and report the reserves. Because there are big incentives for countries to exaggerate them, I consider these figures to be worthless. And John Cunningham of Miami, Florida, wanted to know why is it that citizens in Germany and England have docilely submitted to gasoline taxes of $3 to $4 per gallon, yet in the United States, proposing similar taxes would be political suicide. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988 or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. And you can hear our program and all our previous programs, for that matter, by visiting our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.